بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. متفق عليه. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated: when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would come, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the night in worship. And he would also awaken his family members. And he would exert himself, he would intensify his ibadat. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ, and he will fasten his loin cloth. This means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then make i'tikaf. He will not be with his wives. He won't be intimate with his wives in those last 10 days, 10 nights. He'll be focusing only in his ibadat in Allah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other meaning of washadda al-mi'zar means that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go all out in making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a person who has some very daunting task to do. Like, for example, in our circumstances, person is a mechanic or he has to fix his car. So he goes and he rolls his sleeves up and he puts the cart to the wheel, as we say. He focuses all his attention, exerts himself in this fulfilling his task. For here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life would make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a very high level. His normal tahajjud salat, he would read so long that his feet would become sore. Can you imagine the last 10 nights of Ramadan, so important that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go beyond what he would normally worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even more than that. وَجَدَّ, he would intensify his worship. وَشَدَّ الْمِئِزَرْ, and fasten his loincloth, as I mentioned, that he would exert himself in ibadat. And he will not have any conjugal relationships with his wife, now focusing totally only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making Allah ta'ala's ibadat. وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في رمضان ما لا يجتهد في غيره وفي العشر الأواخر منه ما لا يجتهد في غيره. رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to strive in worship in Ramadan as compared to other months. In other words, he would go even more, strive more in Ramadan than the other months, and in the last 10 nights of Ramadan more as compared to the other nights. وعنها رضي الله عنها قالت قلت يا رسول الله رأيت إن علمت أي ليلة ليلة القدر ما أقول فيها؟ قال قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. رواه الترمذي. وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها, I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if I were to know the night of Qadr, that tonight is Laylatul Qadr, what should I read? What supplication should I make? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, read the dua, اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. That, oh Allah, you are all forgiving, all pardoning. You love to pardon, so pardon me. So this was the dua that Rasul taught Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha for Laylatul Qadr. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. It's not the month of Ramadan. It's not Laylatul Qadr now. But still, from a mu'min should be prepared to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, focus and pay our attention to worshipping Allah, pleasing Allah, refraining from all sins. So when these Mubarak months come, Ramadan, we are already ready and we can do exactly what Rasulullah did. وَجَدَّ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ, and exert ourselves in Allah's ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq. وَأَخْرُ دَوَانَ الْحَمْدِ لَلَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِعَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ.